السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. جلدی جلدی آ جائیں اندر. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا.
In Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat, obedience to Khilafat and obedience to the system has been stressed so much. And the reason of that is to keep the system intact. Uniformity is important. And for this age, Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has announced that after the advent of the promised Messiah, the Khilafat which is supposed to establish, that will be established on the system of prophethood, and that is permanent, about which the promised Messiah also said that for you, a second manifestation of Allah's Qudrat is incumbent, and the coming of that is better for you. That will be permanent, and the series of that will not be cut off till the Day of Judgment. Again, Allah addressed me that I inform my community, those who believed, such faith with which there is no stain of worldly life, which if the faith which is the faith which is free of all weakness. Among such people are the beloved of God. So according to Hazrat Muhammad's statement, with this permanent manifestation of God, if one to be is going to remain with that system, to remain attached to Khilafat, that standard of obedience need to be established, which is of high category, which is of high standard. No Ahmadi can thought of going out of this sort of obedience. Many such moments can come when somebody can raise an objection against Jamaat. Everybody's thought is different. And the people's opinion can be different in any matter. There can be difference of doing some job in people, but for the system of Jamaat and for the system of Khilafat, the decision of Jamaat and the decision of Amir and the obedience to that is important, because Khalifa in fact seconded that decision, supported that decision. And he gave authority to the Amir to pass his judgment. If anybody thinks that this decision is wrong, and Jamaat's interest will be hampered with that. At that moment, it is enough to inform the Khalifatul Masih. Then Khalifatul Masih himself will decide whatever he likes. Allah appointed him the guide and responsible for all of these things. Khalifa does not appoint himself as a Khalifa. He does not come in his according to his own will. Rather, Allah appoints him in this post. So,
Allah will create better results for the wrong, for the mistakes, because as a result of the caliphate, Allah will change the fearful state of the believers into peace. The duty of a believer is to act upon the commandments of Allah and try to obey all the commands of his Prophet. And since Caliph advises the Jamaat to act upon the commands of Allah and tries to apply the commands of the Sharia law, therefore you should follow him. And you should also obey the administration which he has set up. And to obey the officers of the Jamaat, and by kneeling before God and obeying him, to make a decision to try to strengthen the Jamaat and to save the caliph to be disgraced before the world, Allah will bless his decisions. And Allah will cover the weaknesses, and with his grace he will create better results. And as a Jamaat, as the Jamaat as a whole, with the grace of Allah, Jamaat will be saved by God from major harms. And this is what we have seen, the treatment of God with the Jamaat and with the caliphs of the Jamaat. The verse that I have recited, Allah has clearly declared that, O those who believe, you should obey Allah and obey His Messenger. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ati'u allaha wa ati'u rasula wa ulil amri minkum. And you should also obey the administrators appointed with you. And if you are have a difference of opinion, you should turn these things to God, if only you truly believe in Allah and His messenger. And this is much better method. And with the view of the results, it's best. That means your duty is only to obey. You should obey Allah's commands fully. First, you should look at your own self whether you are obeying Allah's commands. Allah has revealed the Sharia laws. First, you should understand them. Have you gained that understanding? If you have gained it fully, then you should make those commands part and parcel of your active life. And anyone who will start acting upon it and at the same time will also be acting on the practice of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and the example of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, then in his own opinion he is worthy to declare that, yes, I am one of the believers. But the matter does not stop here. The verse says further, some people think that with the knowledge and with the our action we follow the Sharia law and have the knowledge. But Allah, who knows the has the knowledge of the unseen and the seen, and He also knows what is going to happen in future. He knew that if He has said only to believe in Allah and His Messenger, then many of the so-called clerics and those who will follow the command, the practice of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and the blessing of a unity of the Jamaat will not remain, and everyone will be having a separate organization of its own, and they will think that will be the ultimate achievement. But today we say, see, among the Muslims, that is exactly what we see. But the thinking that we are acting upon the command of Allah and His Messenger, Allah has also have made His Messenger declare that after the advent of promised Messiah, it is necessary to believe in Him. And then after the promised Messiah, the caliphate at the level and at the following the prophet will be established. Otherwise, it's only a claim that we have obeyed Allah and Rasul and His Messenger. And to create unity and uniformity in the Jamaat, and to protect this organization, Allah has also said that you should also obey Ulul Amr, those appointed administrators among you, or the organizers among you, that when you have believed in promised Messiah, the administration which has been set, organization which has been set after having established caliphate, you should also obey that. And this is a great favor of Allah on us today, that He had enabled us to believe in promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and we have been knit in that program, which continue to remind us towards God, and also remind us the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we have to follow. And like the other sects in Islam, we are not divided, but because of the blessings of Caliphate, we have been knit in a chain, and this is also a favor of God on us, that He, according to His promise, has filled the promised Messiah with the knowledge of the granted promised Messiah, a son who was filled with the all material and spiritual knowledge, that right from the lowest level rising to the central administration, He has given us such a structure of organization that where not only it deals with the organizational matters, but it also deals with the training, spiritual training and knowledge, and there is a great administration and organization for it. Furthermore, that every to develop a realization at every section of the community, He had to include every member in the Jamaat activity, and to make him realize his responsibility, He has also established the auxiliary organizations of Khuddam Ansar and Lajna, and that is why every child, every young man, every woman who has a link with their organizations, their respective organizations, right from the beginning, because of his participation in auxiliary organizations, he understands the structure of the Jamaat and the subject of obeying it. In these auxiliary organizations, whosoever takes part right from the beginning knows what are his limits. What are the limits of the respective auxiliary organization? What is the importance of the Jamaat administration, and how to obey the Caliph, the living Caliph? But because of some worldly involvement and because of self-importance and their ego, some people have a covering over their eyes, and despite knowing its importance, how blessed is obedience, they happen to speak such words which even if the Jamaat organization is not affected, but then some those who are weak of faith, or for the newcomer, they become a means of stumbling. Sometimes we establish a committee to investigate and give a report about a matter, or some matter is sent by the living Caliph that to the respective Jamaat that you should examine and report. After investigation, whatever report is submitted, according to if the Caliph, living Caliph, does not decide about that, then they cannot say anything other than that. They at least say they create a restlessness, that perhaps we have written in this way, maybe the national Amir or somebody has sent the report wrongly, or the Caliph, living Caliph, has made a wrong decision, or this was our report. This is such a thing which can create dissension in the Jamaat and unrest. First of all, such people should avoid speaking such matters. And if you have been given a responsibility of serving the Jamaat, you should regard it as a blessing from God, and you should remain within the limits which have been set up, and do not exceed those limits. some people, because of foolishness or lack of knowledge, they talk such things. Or some, because of their ego and self-importance, such matters continue to rise in various countries, and when we remind them, they do have realization and beg pardon. But today in my sermon, I am mentioning this so that I should tell everyone that those who say these things for dissension, they should know that Jamaat, with the grace of Allah, has become matured, has reached its adulthood. And such people who have been given an opportunity to serve the Jamaat, they should take their thinking outside their self-interest. And some people think their own intelligence and their suggestion is higher. They should come out of such mistake. Today, with the grace of Allah in the Jamaat of Promised Messiah, there are many intelligent people, there are many knowledgeable, scholarly people, there are many who follow righteousness, there are many who have the relationship with God, and therefore everyone who has been given an opportunity to serve in the Jamaat, as I had mentioned earlier, that they should regard it as a blessing of God, and with the perfect obedience they should benefit from this service. Otherwise, if an office bearer at any level, that without any thinking but with an open heart will not obey the living caliph, then there are people who work below him in his department, they will also obey him. And because it is Allah's organization, therefore Allah does allow such people to a time. But as I said, you must regard this service as a blessing from God. And we have witnessed that mistakes are covered, that such people's mistakes are covered, or Allah covers their mistakes, as long as their service remains for the interest of the Jamaat and the benefit of the Jamaat. Here I am delivering the sermon. Let me explain that not only here, but there are many other countries, some office bearer regard themselves more intelligent, and because of their arrogance and their ego, they are entangled in that. They should come out of that entanglement, because this is often the view. People think wherever the sermon is being delivered, they are the only people who are addressed. But wherever there are mistakes and evil, and I do continue to receive some such letters, there are always such people present in every Jamaat where they have ego, they should come out of it and beg Allah's forgiveness. Secondly, I want to say to the national Amirs that when a commission is set up for an investigation, we investigate and find, and they should give the work to the righteous people. If they suggest some names for commission, they should submit such names who are following righteousness and follow justice. And they are at a high standard of obedience. They should not have a association with a group. And therefore I say to the other office bearers and the central officers that if they want the cooperation of the Jamaat and obedience of the Jamaat to rise, then they should obey the decisions of the caliph as the pulse beats with the heart. And therefore you will see how a common Ahmadi will obey. Because if for a common Ahmadi who has believed in Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, has this certitude that this system of caliphate will inshallah continue, And as promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, this is lasting and unending system. Therefore, for those people who want to advance in their faith and will believe and act upon the command of Allah and His Messenger, then after for an Ahmadi, after the obedience of Allah and His Messenger as a Ulul Amr, the best, the next obediences of a living Caliph, then every other office bearer at their level is worthy to be obeyed. Prophet Messiah Allah says that the obedience of this organization and of the administrators, it will be the proof of their faith and also whether you truly believe in the hereafter. And you are established on this certain faith that you will be presented to God after your death and you will be questioned. And you will be asked that after taking pledge, how high standard of your obedience you have taken. You cannot make wrong statements there because every limb of your body will bear witness. And that day no limb of a man will not be in his own control. It will not accept his verdict, but will say exactly what is reality, what is the truth, and what is what is the fact. And if you believe in the hereafter, and you want to see your better end, and you want to win Allah's pleasure, then with the obedience of Allah and His Messenger, you should also accept all commands and orders of the Ulul Amr, the people responsible among you. And no matter what the situation, you must not ignore obedience. Rather, Prophet Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said that this also refers to the worldly authorities and you need to civil authorities that you must also obey them as long as they do not give a command which is against Sharia law. So therefore this command is for everyone, for the office bearer as well as for a common Ahmadi. A command that you turn to Allah and Messenger, that if a civil authority gives you some command which seems against the Sharia law, take the guidance from the Messenger, from the Jamaat. Jamaat will not give you which is against the Sharia law, nor will be a order from the living Caliph which is against the Sharia law. About the civil authorities, Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, and he has said so far, that even if an authority is transgressing, do not call him bad. You should try to reform yourself, then Allah will change your administrator and civil authority. When you face suffer, it is because of your own misdeeds. And for a believer, Allah provides means Himself to protect him. My advice to you is this, that you should become an example of piety and you should do your duty to God and duty to mankind. Therefore, every Ahmadi must ponder that an order is for everyone. Whosoever he has to obey the office bearer because of the Jamaat, because this is an administration set up by the living Caliph. But the office bearer must also reflect that if they want to raise the level of obedience in the Jamaat, they should set up high examples of their own obedience. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam say the obedience is such a thing, if you follow it sincerely, then a light develop in the heart and a joy and pleasure in the soul. you do not need to struggle in the spiritual field so much, but you need to obey. But the condition is it should be true obedience, and this is what is difficult. You should have to slaughter your own desires in obedience. Whatever the physical desires you have and your false egos, you need to slaughter them. Every Ahmadi is special because he has believed in the promised Messiah and the Imam of the time. What I mean by general Ahmadi is that from a common Ahmadi right up to the one who has the highest office bearer, they will have to trample upon their selfish desires. And you can only find it and test it when there is a matter against their own interest. As long as the matter is about others, everyone try to give testimony to prove his truth. But when it's a matter of himself and his children, then they make that as their attachment to them as the basis. Therefore, Promised Messiah says it is necessary to slaughter your selfish desires. Without it, there is no obedience. And the selfish desires is only the thing which can destroy even the highest level of Unitarians who claim that they believe in one God and they obey, worship one God, and we have fear of God in our heart. When their own interest comes in the way, then all this escapes, and the self is the one that stands as an idol before them. Therefore, as promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has also said, you should see that it is difficult to suppress the ego of selfish ego. If you have to gain Allah's pleasure, then it cannot be attained with the raising slogan with the words of mouth that we believe in one God and we worship one God. But you should believe in the Imam of the time, the living Caliph and his administration. You have to obey in such a way that there should be no trace of ego. Otherwise, these idols of selfish ego cannot stand against an administration, that administration. But they also stand against the living Caliph. Then they also stand against Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam at times, and they also at times stand against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They go out of their obedience and then they stand against God. And only a person who thinks that I am most Unitarian and I believe in God, he includes himself among the idolaters. May Allah so destine that every Ahmadi should protect himself from such idolatry and association with God by seeking help from God. You should try to destroy yourself, selfish desires and egos, and set up those examples which Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam had wished to establish among his Jamaat. The Promised Messiah says it is true that no nation can be said to be a nation and a community, and they cannot develop the soul and spirit of unity as long as it does not follow the principle of obedience. You should give up your differences and obey only one whom Allah had commanded, about whom Allah has commanded. Now, Allah's command is to obey Allah and His Messenger, then Ulul Amr. And Ulul Amr, the people who possess authority, it includes everyone in the Jamaat, everyone who is an office bearer or those who are not office bearer. Every office bearer should obey his higher officer. Every Ahmadi should obey his higher officer. Promised Messiah says, that whatever then work you desire, it is done. It is accomplished. You should give up your differences of opinion. You should obey the one whom Allah has commanded. Then whatever task you want to perform, it is accomplished. Allah's hand is over the community, that is Jamaat. The secret in this is the root and this is the fact that Allah likes unity. And this unity cannot be established as long as you don't obey. So therefore these are the standards of obedience which an Ahmadi should try to attain. And with this only will the unity be established. And therefore for this every Ahmadi, every man, every office bearer, every member of the Jamaat, every murabbi and preacher should try to attain, so that in this time the task of establishing unity which has been given to Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, we can progress it higher and higher. As I said, that first of all, for which the office bearer or any Ahmadi who has been given some task to serve the Jamaat, he should examine himself and establish examples of obedience. As long as there will not be high standards set among the workers and the spirit is not established in them, this spirit cannot be established in the members of the Jamaat. Therefore, at every level, those who are office bearer, whether they are the member of the local Amila, or they are the president of the Jamaat, whosoever it is, or they are the central Amila members or Amiri Jamaat, they should keep their thinking at that level which Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has set up. That you should slaughter your own desires and your selfish desires and your egos. When you will attain this standard, then heart will be and the soul will be pleased, and every believer and who will do this task, he will do with the thinking that he is following the command of Allah, and this should be the object of every believer. So therefore every office bearers who will try to develop this spirit among the Jamaat with their word and with their practice, and therefore the murabbi and the preachers and the missionaries should have the same thing. They should train the Jamaat in such a way, give the spiritual training to the Jamaat as Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam wants. The auxiliary organizations in their own organization, in their own majalis, they should train and give spiritual training to the relevant members of their majlis as Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam wished. And when this spiritual training will start from Atfal and Nasirat, then many of the social and moral problems that are rising will, with the grace of Allah, be removed. Our children will be saved from the evil influences of society. The peace and happiness of the homes will be established better than before. Therefore, to raise this standard, you should try. Make effort at every level. At every level, every office bearer must obey his higher officer. The members of the Jamaat should obey their office bearers, and all together should develop a good relation with the Caliph, the living Caliph, and obey the high standard of example, high example of obeying the living Caliph. I want to remind the office bearers and the missionaries that wherever with showing the high examples, they should also show examples of obeying their Amir. If you see something in an Amir of an office bearer which is against the traditions of the Jamaat, then you should privately remind the office bearer and the Amir. In the Hadith it is said that if you see something wrong or evil in an Amir, you should remind them, but you should still obey them. And if the Amir still insists on his stand, and they should think that the Jamaat's interest is harmed, then you should tell the living Caliph. But this impression must not spread in the Jamaat that the missionary and the Amir have not the goodest understanding or good cooperation between them. Furthermore, the missionary must also know that the missionary or in the Jamaat member must not develop that such a missionary has close link with such and such a person, or too close a link. And if a matter is presented to him that such a murabbi or missionary or devotee will unlawfully support that person, the murabbi or missionary or every office bearer has the responsibility that in every self-interest they should rise above it and take all their personal relationship, ignore it, and only keep the interests of the Jamaat in view. And they must keep such a standing, and that the parties who are asking, are quarreling, they must remain within the obedience. And this is the greatest responsibility of the missionaries, to create the spirit of obedience, because Allah had given them religious knowledge. Therefore, you should pay much special attention to this, and to create the spirit for the community in the Jamaat, that it is necessary that you should develop a passion and a spirit of obedience in the members of the Jamaat. That is why Allah and His Messenger has reminded us greatly towards obedience. Like the verse I had recited, in that Allah says that only the end of those who obey is good. And many people write to me that may our end be good, and Allah has shown us a most important path towards a good end, that you should obey Allah and His Messenger and Ulul Amr, the people in authority, and make it binding on you. Then Allah showing you mercy will make your end good. To what extent we should obey, Hazrat, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the obedience to my Amir is my obedience, and my obedience is Allah's obedience, and disobedience to my Amir is my disobedience, and disobedience to my command is disobedience to Allah. You should always keep this hadith in view. Every Ahmadi must keep this in mind, because this is our basis, this is our foundation, and without it there is no concept of Jamaat or community. In another place Allah says, Atiullaha wa Rasoola la'allakum turhamoon, that you should obey Allah and His Messenger so that you are shown mercy. So this to gain this divine compassion, you have to obey Allah and His Messenger. And as I have just mentioned, that in the Hadith it is mentioned that if you will obey Amir, only then you will obey me, and if you will obey me, only then you will obey Allah. Therefore, everyone should attain this compassion of Allah. And as Promised Messiah has said, obedience is not an easy task. But to attain Allah's mercy and compassion, you an Ahmadi has to keep within the limits of obedience, within the circle of obedience. There are many things from the office bearers and the Amirs are done which are a burdensome to an individual, but you will have to tolerate it because of your good end and for the benefit and the interest of the Jamaat. There is a report that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that if one sees something unpalatable from his officer, he should show patience and perseverance, because those who will even be a few inches away from the imam, death will be death of ignorance. Therefore, it is necessary to obey Allah and your imam and your office bearers. May Allah keep every Ahmadi on the right path as far as obedience is concerned. Promise Messiah says, only when you have full obedience, then you do full obedience. That is, when you do full obedience, only then you have the full faith. And every man, Jamaat, should seek protection from God, that we should not make such a move, such an act, because without Allah's assistance you can get nothing, Allah's support you can get nothing. Therefore you pray to God and seek His help that He should destroy your selfish ego and create the right spirit in you. Promised Messiah says, we need to have this standard of obedience of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the community which is being prepared by the Promised Messiah, Allah has joined it with those people who were prepared and trained by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Jamaat's progress can only be done with such good example. Therefore, those who claiming to be the companion of Promised Messiah and want to be like the companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should develop the same standard of obedience. If you have love and brotherliness, it should be of the same standard in every way, in every time. You should follow the companion's obedience. What kind of obedience was of the companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Let me put before you an example. When there was alcohol was forbidden, there were some companions sitting drinking alcohol, and when they heard the statement, they picked up a club and broke all the vessels of the alcohol. Somebody said, why don't you first check and see if this is the true command from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, no, whatever we have heard, first you act upon it, this is obedience. Then afterwards you can go and find out whether it was true or not. This is the passion and the spirit which everyone must have developed. Not that if we will only act upon it when they will tell us directly. Generally, every matter which the caliph or living caliph says, and whatever the matters of spiritual training are put before you, to obey all of them and to believe in every word of the living caliph is the real obedience. Not to find out what was the real command, what was the spirit, but whatever you understood, you should immediately act upon it. Only then you will be rewarded for that piety. Of course, later on you can find further explanations. But therefore, every Ahmadi must try that they should raise their standard of obedience and try his utmost to act upon that teaching which Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has given us. As the Jamaat is spreading and expanding, there are graces of God that are descending. Many of the newcomers, because of their lack of spiritual training, bring some innovations and affect the society, Ahmadiyya society. And therefore, they forget the fundamental command And therefore it says you should do istighfar, beg Allah's forgiveness. You should do much istighfar. There is a command that in the time of progress you must do much istighfar, beg Allah's forgiveness, because this begging of forgiveness will strengthen your faith and raise the standard of obedience and will remove the evil. Everyone should must remember, we should not have any imprint of a stamp of a family, of a being a particular citizen or of any country. If you have any imprint, it should only be the one of the example which promised Messiah and the Holy Prophet had established, and today which promised Messiah has clearly put before us. As promised Messiah says, for unity of God you should believe the worship like that of companions. And the Ahmadi should try to show the level of obedience more than before, and this is what will raise the dignity of the Jamaat and will be a means of progress of the Jamaat, will inshallah be. May Allah enable every Ahmadi that they should, for the sake of dignity and honor of the Jamaat, they should destroy their ego and establish high examples of obedience. Not that by cutting off from the Jamaat and die a death of ignorance. May Allah show mercy and grace. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Nahmadu wa nasta'inu ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.